Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Celente, TrendsJournal.com. Is that right?
TrendsJournal.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can find out more about all the things that Gerald does. His Trends Journal is it quarterly now? Still quarterly?
Quarterly, but every night we've weekdays we do trends in the news.
That's right.
So you get the real news that's going on.
Right. So check that out, folks. Gerald, as we wrap up, I want to ask you as succinctly as possible. What is the greatest threat to Americans?
I think we're looking around the world and we're seeing an outbreak of could be the next great war, the 21st century, the first one. And we're very concerned about that. But mostly what we're looking
How would that manifest? What would happen?
Well, you don't know. You know, it could be a so-called terrorist strike. This is a very different war. I was brought down to VMI, Virginia Military Institute, to speak about New Millennium Warfare. And this is like nothing anybody would ever seen before. Dirty bombs, suitcase-sized nukes.
So you think the greatest threat then is not the next war. Before that, the greatest threat would be some kind of a catastrophic event brought on by some jihadist or something like that.
Well, you know, whatever it might be, you know, but you can see it unraveling around the world, whether it's Ukraine, Turkey. Look, the people haven't left in Thailand.
What is allowing that to happen? Is it lack of leadership?
Again, I am an American. No foreign entanglements.
Yeah.
Stay out. We have our own problems at home. Let's fix America.
What about allies? Should we be true to our allies?
No, George Washington, all of them. No. We are Americans. Let's take care of our own. And the other thing is this great disparity between rich and poor. You have a whole generation growing up with a futureless future. I'm not saying that. That's what they're saying in the polls.
Yeah,
they're saying
I agree.
They have no future.
That is, he's right about that, folks. So, okay, the greatest threat to Earthlings sounds like it might be the same thing as to Americans.
You go back to World War I. It was the most unnecessary war, other than the ones that followed, and it was led by madmen in both government and the military. Totally avoidable war. It had an Archduke Ferdinand moment that sparked it and destroyed Europe at a time when it was advancing prolifically. And the same madmen are in charge now. How many more dead people do we need, lost wars, and futile engagements before we can add up disaster?
Secretary Kerry went to the East, the Far East, last week and said that he put climate change on par with terrorism and other horrible things. What do you think about that?
Why would anybody listen to Kerry? That's what I would say. Well, you know, I am so sick of hearing
these people. I agree, but back to his point, though.
But
I want to ask you a question.
To me, it's not. How much are you concerned
about climate change?
What I'm concerned about, I don't know if it's global warming or climate change, but I do know this. If you dump trillions and trillions of tons of poison into the water, into the earth, and into the air, it's going to kill people. You want to go to China? You know, look at the smog. So I don't know if that's the major one, but for him to say which is more important, how could you? Who could say these things?
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah. The Gerald, I've got about a minute left. What last thoughts? What would you like to leave our audience with?
The last thought is for everybody to understand what's going on and do their part to bring positive change. You know, we mentioned about all the people that are out of touch. As the way I see it, 80% don't know what's going on. And there are 10% are the destroyers and 10% are the builders. Now it's the time for the builders to stop the destroyers. Become a builder.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do. If I could give America one thing, I would give them a healthy dose of curiosity about what's going on and the desire to learn about what's really happening, because I think that's what the problem is right now. We've got we now live in reality TV America. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. But again, it's always been like that. There are only the few, and it's
I think it's worse now. I think it's worse now than it ever has been. Hey, Gerald, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for all the great time you've given us and for your perspectives. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Okay, thank you. You keep it up, too. Thank you.
Okay, Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, a great member of our Brain Trust and TrendsJournal.com. Don't forget to check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.